Okay. We're holding your Shemin Yud Aleph. We began Sif Yud. I'll just read it again briefly. Yerachim Yaknaf Mula Kesher Gudal V'nitko Michutz Erev Ad Shalom Nishar Bo Keshir Kosher Kem Yashay Bo Shir B'Shar Shehit Bo Tzitzis. So we mentioned that you have to put the Tzitzis in the right place, which is it has to be within 3 etzbaos, so according to the Rechaim, that's 6 centimeters. According to the Chazon Ish, it's 7.2. And it has to be higher than Kesher Gudal. So let's say it's 3.5, 4, 4.5, somewhere in between. The ideal place would probably be between 4.5 and 5.5. Some say between 4 and 5. The Maisa, if it ripped, sometimes it happens if it was pulled, it ripped. So the Mechaber says it's kosher. Since it was there in the right place when it was made, it's still kosher afterwards. We mentioned that there's a minhag to make they take threads, they make it stronger. The same reason, if you look at the edge of the tzitzis, we don't want the threads to fray over here. If they fray enough, you're going to have less than a shear. So we make a little chizuk, to the corners. I didn't mention that later on in the simin, there's a halacha that lechatchila you should have the tzitzis hanging down, and they shouldn't be this way at the bottom. They should be hanging off the side. So some poskim recommend tying it a little tight. And the halacha question that's raised: if you tie it tight, so what happens? The shear is exactly 4 centimeters. It's 4.5 centimeters. Perfect. And then you tie it, now you have 3 centimeters. So many people tie their tzitzis tight, and there's a question if that's a problem. Most poskim assume it's not a problem. That's the Mishabura Paskin, it's not a problem, because the shear is there, you just tie it tight, so it shouldn't fall. So it's all good. Rav Schachter doesn't hold that way. Rav Schachter told me he thinks it's a problem, and you should be makbid not to do it. It's better that the thing falls down, because that's only just a hitter anyway, but you shouldn't tie it too tight. That's the shita of Rav Schachter. Like I said, it's not a poskim. Most poskim assume it's not a problem. What you could do is tie it a little bit, not very tight. In the Jewish belt, they tie it very tight. You see sometimes it's like
this part.
Yeah. Exactly. So the question is that might the shear if it's tied tight. So the Mishmur says it's not, and that's accepted halacha. There are those where choshish it is, and then they recommend tying it just a little bit tight, tying it a little bit, so it shouldn't be right shear. But like I said, make sure that you assume it's not a problem. If it's tied, like in your workshop, you see, there could be 3.5 centimeters still there. You didn't tie it mamish. Like some places they tie it really, so it's not. So, okay.
Can they put the hole further back, or there's a limit how far back the hole will be?
So that's the question. It's the question where the hole is. The question, I guess theoretically, for a shaft there, maybe you can make the hole over here and tie it tight, and then it'll be. Yeah, I don't know if you'll say lakula or just lachumra. I'm not sure. It's an interesting question. In Chabad, they actually have a minhag that they have another hole right at the edge. And they take one of the threads of the tzitzis, one of the chutim, not threads, one of the strings, and they put it through so it doesn't fall. That's how they do it. So they don't have to tie it tight because it's being held up by one of the chutim, if you've ever seen that. That's just one ha'ara from last week. The second ha'ara is the question of where you actually tie it. Yeah. So we're going to get to that at the end of the seminar. Hold off for 1 second. It's a good question. I just mentioned here because it's quite relevant to the shear. The second question is, how do you tie your tzitzis? They have what's known as the chassidish tzitzis. This is the sheet of the Baal Iter, that you don't tie it through one hole, but you tie it to two holes, and it hangs down this way. And the most of the Rishonim disagreed with the Baal Iter. The Bach thought this was a hider mitzvah. And the Bach was the Rav of Mezhibush. So again, I don't know exactly how it developed, but in Mezhibush, people were very, very proud of the Bach. And it's known that the Hasidim took on a lot of the Hagas of the Bach. So the Bach says, since the Hiddur is only doing Talis Katan, because you don't want to, show your Hiddur to everybody. It's like you or us. So they only do Talis Katan, not Talis Katan. That's the reason. Because the Hiddur, you keep it private. Although the irony is that the Hasidim wear their tzitzis outside, so everybody sees them. So it's not like their Talis Katan is hidden.
No, they were over.
Oh, the car. coat, but they wear it over their shirt. So if they're working or whatever they're doing, so you see it anyway. So there's a question about this practice. Those who have this custom should continue with their custom. If somebody doesn't have any custom and is asking what they should do, so the pashtus is you should follow the most Rishonim who hold that the tzitzis, you know, go on. Also, like, the whole idea of falling off the corner, we're going to talk about later, doesn't really make any sense according to this. What does it mean they should be falling off the corner? They always fall the same way. So it seems like they're, you know, the pashtus is like not like that. Although, again, like I said, the Bach holds the hither. So those who have that custom certainly should continue it. Yeah.
I said if it's tied like really tight, like.
Yeah. It's kosher. We hold it's kosher. The Mishnah Berurah says it's kosher. Because that's the accepted psak. I'm just telling you that I once spoke to Rav Shaklin about it. He wasn't so. In the Yeshivish Bell, they do it like that because they don't want to fall. So they tie very tight. I guess the ideal thing, to be able to call it that, if you're mayor, tie it and you tighten it a little bit. Now, the problem is if you tighten it just a little bit, it usually falls. If it falls, that's the problem because we said, we're going to see later, it's really not. You know, it's just like, it doesn't seem to be such a central idea, and it's not Ma'aki, certainly, but we'll get to that in a minute. Okay, so this is just Hashlamot from Siv Yud. Moving on to Siv Yud Aleph, Im Hagdil Shekorin Orayles Hu Rachav Layatil Botzitzis Vim Hidil Bo Posol Al Kanfi Bigdeim Ksiv. If you notice, at the side of the talus, there are often these things, like, that come out. You know, talus, every ariga has threads going in both directions, right? The wharf and the woof, is that what it's called? I forget the exact term. And what ends up happening is they have them go out a little bit longer, and they make these like tassels or knots at the side of the talus. You know what I'm talking about? Every talus has it. I'm really sure about talus.
No, you're talking about the side things.
The things on the side of the talus. You know what I'm talking about? Pom poms. Okay, I don't know if it's official. So. You have your scissors?
Yeah.
Oh, so take out your scissors for a second. Take your scissors. Do you mind? If you notice, they stop at the corner. They stop at the corner. Why do they stop at the corner? They stop at the corner because the shear has to be within Kesher Agudal. And if those things went all the way to the corner, so there's a shaila where to put the hole. Let's say they were over here. If they were over here, so the shaila is where do you measure the Kesher Agudal? From over here? From the end of the pom-pom? Or you think that the pom-pom doesn't count? So to avoid that suffix, people who make tzitzis, you know, Ashkenazi tzitzis, the Teimanim don't do this. Teimanim have these pom-poms all through. It goes all the way to the end. And it's a shayla. Mikra din, we assume that it's not a shayla. It's not a problem because it doesn't count. It's just there for yofi. It's just there for beauty. And it's not, an issue. But the Shulchan does cause this question, whether that would count to the words of the shir. And he writes, like I just read, Imagdil Shekorin Arieza, who racha v'loyito blat tzitzis, v'mihito v'apostle. You can't put the tzitzis on the pom pom. You can't put it through the pom pom. That's not part of the beged. To al kafe b'gdayim ksiv, is that in an extra beged? That's just a pom pom, it's not a beged. Aval ole hu l'shiur mole kesher gudal, l'harchakas. So he says, you can't put the tzitzis there, but it counts towards the shear, which is like can create a problem. That's why the Ashkenazim just don't have those pom-poms at the corners. So the Ramah says it's better to avoid this whole thing, you know, to be able to call it things. To find a hole that's both pom-poms towards the end, so a hole in a place that it's both within Kesher Agudal from here, but at the same time, it's also from over here, meaning it's kind of to cover your bases. Like I said, we avoid the whole issue. Teimanim have these strings sticking out of the corners, and I think the assumption is that they ignore it and they don't count it towards the shear of Kesher Agudal because it's just there for you. Okay.
They're not saying not that.
Well, that's not really what he's saying. Tov shiim dot shir kesher gudal below hagdil. V'yeg tok gimel tzvos im hagdil. He wants you to have it, have your cake and eat it too. He wants it to be that.
How is that?
Depends how big the pom-poms are. If they're just a little bit, you can find a place that it'll be in the right shir according to everybody. There's a certain, it's from a kesher gudal till gimel tzvos. So, we have over here, let's say, the corner. So, let's say this is Kimmel, let's suppose, 6 centimeters. And this is, let's say, 3.5. So ideally, you put the thing here. So you could put it over here. But then, if you have the pom-pom here sticking out, let's say 1 centimeter, so don't put it over here, centimeter 5, from the spasa bag, because then it will be too far. Just put it at 3.5 exactly. 3.5 exactly, you're still within 4.5 of the, you know, of the pom-pom. You understand what I'm saying? But we avoid this whole issue. We just don't have pom-poms at the end. Okay. Bezeder. I should mention that many tzitzis, if you look at the corners, they're bent over and they sew them. Right? So it's not a perfect square. It's not a square material. The material, they made it square by bending it over, and they were tofer over here in the corner, and they made it square. And we assume that's fine. You made a corner. It's a tefiras shakayam. You're not planning on undoing it. And the shear of, you know, it's the right shear. It's 3.5, 4 centimeters from the... It's totally fine. There is a prisker chumra. They try to have the beged end exactly there, not to bend over, because they're worried that if it's just sewn, maybe you can't. It's a very strange chumra, but there is such a prisker chumra that people have that they want to have the beged end exactly there. Anyway, lemaisa, let's move on to sif yudbeis. Minyan achutim etzitzis bechol knaf arba kfulin shehem shmona. Hosif pasul. So how many strings do you have on tzitzis? So I draw a picture here with different colors. Here you have four strings, one black, one blue, one green, one red. Obviously this is not the chelitz issue. This is, they're all either all white, or some of them are white, some of them are blue. But four strings, and the four strings look like eight strings. Okay? Okay.
No, we're
gonna get it. The Hosif pasul, if you put another string in, possible. So let's say one very long string. If you have one very long string that's attached over here, you have to cut it before you tie the knot. If you tie the knot, then cut it. There's a psul of tase filomena us. We don't have that today. All our strings are cut, pre-cut.
Let's say you did cut it. Can you go back and do it again?
You can undo it and do it. Yeah, but we do have an issue. The minhag today is when people break their tzitzis, we're going to see later, hopefully this week, if not next week, that people try to keep the four sides separate. It shouldn't be, because you're going to tie them. If you're not careful to keep these separate from these, at the end, they'll be on different sides. You can have two reds on one side and two greens on the other side. So we, in order to deal with the issue of tzitzis that get cut, the tear, we try to keep it separate. So when people do this, they make a slip knot on one side when you make tzitzis. Now, if you mistakenly made a real knot, so then there's a shayla of the tzitzis are pasul. Why? Because it says here in the Shulchan Aruch that it's all one string, you have to cut them first. So if it's a real knot, maybe that's the equivalent of having one string, and maybe it's pasul. So it's machlokes poskim if you do that. So it's better to avoid that issue. When you make the tzitzis, you make a slip knot on one side, not a real knot, in order that there shouldn't be a shayla of tzitzis on
each
string. You take all four and you make a slip knot with them. And then they stay on one side, and you can tie, you do the kshiras and the krichos. Pardon? Why?
Just keep blue on one side and
the
one on the other.
Oh, okay. There you have. No, you can. No, it's not true, because Reshechter's Tcheles.
Oh, right, it's the opposite.
Reshechter's Tcheles has, there are two full strings. So you want to keep
two on each side.
Two on each side. Do you want? You need the same two on each side. What do you do?
You end up with the four blue on one side and the four white on the other.
That's right. So if the tzitzis rip, it's going to be more complicated for you.
Right.
So we'll see. People who wear just lavan do it like this. And that way, it's easier. We'll get to it soon, hopefully. I don't know exactly how to apply it to tchelis, but we'll see. We'll see if we can. Now, right. Thank you. Yizoya lachtoch Rashi achutin lasosam shmona kodem shiuchach. Just a second. I just mentioned that the tzitzis is made out of two. There are two parts. There's the gedil is a part of the kshiros and the krichos, and then there's the anaf. Right? The pasuk says gedil in tasalcha, and also they're called tzitzis. They're two separate parts. There's gedil and there's tzitzis, and there's the gedil and there's anaf. Okay. now. Second. Fine. So in Sifu Dalad, the Mechaber tells us. Well, let's see. Gimel Yizai Lachto Kashi Echutin Lasus and Shona Kadosh Yichach Vim Karach Afilu Chulia Achas Echad Perish Chel Vtis Shabin Kesher Lekesher Vikasher Afilu Kesher Echad Vachach Chatkan Pasul Mishum Tatasim and Asui Shavi Psul Asam. Like I said, if you would tie the tzitzis and then cut them, there's a problem. What's interesting here, the Mechaber tells us that in the Torah, the chiyuv of tzitzis, the gedil part, is really a kesher. It's called kesher elyon d'oraisa. So what's the kesher elyon? So if this is the corner, you have a kesher. Our custom is to do a kesher, or a double knot, we do two knots. Then we do krichos, we do seven, and then we go do another double knot. So there's the question, what's the kesher elyon? Is this the kesher elyon, the one that right after the beged? Or is the kesher after the krichos the kesher elyon? Maybe you don't even need a kesher in the top. There's a machlokes shown about that. Let's assume all this is doraisa. This is the din doraisa, a kesher, at least three krichos, we do seven, and then another kesher. That's what we do. After that, it's really not a chiyuv of minatar anymore, it's just a noi mitzvah, and we do, you know, many more kshiros and krichos, as we'll see soon.
I just saw
Deir
Shu 74.
Yeah.
It says that Shu today, the hadik lahasik, that's a kesher, a rishon shu leisrofif. So I guess that's one of the reasons also, so that like the first one doesn't get
removed. Right. It could be if you just did krichos, if you did a kesher on krichos, the krichos would get undone. So you need a kesher after. Not everybody holds like that. The Rambam doesn't have a kesher after the krichos. It's a kesher and there's krichos. We have a kesher, krichos, and then kesher. Many people who wear the Rambam tcheles have a kesher at the bottom also, if you notice that. After the krichos. They do a knot, a double knot, they do krichos, you know, 7, 13, whatever it is, and then they do another kesher. That's because like they're choshesh for the other rishonim.
Well, like
we all Ashkenazim people don't wear tcheles, you know. But the Sfardim, I have many friend who doesn't wear tcheles, but he doesn't have a kesher at the bottom. He has a kesher at the top. He has krichos.
You said he has a single kesher instead of double kesher?
No, he has
a
single kesher.
Yes.
Nothing else.
How's that possible? This is the kesher.
That's the kesher, and then
some people don't have this. They just go.
Some people have a kesher and krichos.
Oh, this is the kesher.
Yeah, this is the kesher. There's a double knot right at the top. Then there's krichos, chulios, and then there's another kesher. So
some
this is the right.
Some people don't have this.
Yes, I think someone shown him.
Right? Go straight into the
chulios.
Oh, they're saying just like this, the end.
Right. Well, they don't have any of this. Meaning they have.
Oh,
kesher elyon. We're not sure what kesher elyon is. Kesher elyon this or kesher elyon this?
Elyon Weinstein has it. It's just. Yeah, and then it just comes out.
Which one?
I don't know.
They have a way that it doesn't come out.
They
go through it and it doesn't come out. Okay. Let's go slot to try to get through this. So Yudal, Yikach Arba Chutin Mitzad Echad, Arba Chutin Mitzad Zeh, Yikshar Shtek Palmin, Zeh Adav Zeh. So if you take everything, this might be easier. You put the strings through the hole, and then you make a double knot. That's what we do. If you look, the first thing you have in your tzitzis after the baguette is a double knot. V'akach yicha chut ha'aruch, one of the chutim is much longer, the shamish. Saviv shiva ktsas krichos. V'kosher shtei pa'amim zeh agav zeh. You make seven, you go around seven times, that's a minhag. Three times would be enough. In an ikra din. And then you make another double knot. V'chozer v'korich. And then you do it again. And we end up having four krichos in the middle and five sets of double knots. Right? If you look at tzitzis, it might be easier. Chen ya'ase ad sheyashlim chamesh ksharim kfulim v'arba avirim b'neihem melein krichos. Four areas of krichos and five ksharim, double knots. Ein shir l'krichos, there's no shir to the krichos. Rak sheyu kol ha'korach v'ksharim rochav arba gudalim v'anaf shmona gudalim. So, mentioned before that there's gedil and there's anav. And Chazal assumed that you should have a third of the tzitzis gedil, a third, one-third gedil, and two-thirds anav. So, if you have the Chazanish shear of 30 centimeters, 10 centimeters of gedil, and 20 centimeters of anav. Or if you have the chayim noash here, of 24 centimeters, 8 centimeters of deal, and 16 centimeters of anav. Now, some achronim assume that there's a l'chatchil of having exactly that way. It's kind of hard to do it exact. Others say, no, the ikar is that the gedil shouldn't be more than a third. It shouldn't be more than a third. So if the tzitzis are long, you don't have to cut them. Okay, people have a little long, it's not a third. The gedil is only, I don't know, because the tzitzis are very, very long. And that's okay. The chasnish held that was okay. Some people try to do it exact. It's kind of hard to do. When they make the tzitzis, they try to make it in such a way that it works out that way. You know, it depends on how tightly you tie the krichos. Ideally, the post can bring down that they should be the same space between each one of the ksharim, which means that if you have 7 at the top and 13 at the bottom, 7, our custom is 7, 8, 11, 13, not like the 7, 8, 11, 13. So ideally you should leave a little space between the 7 and the ksharos, and here's the 13, you do it very mitzumsum, and then it comes out the same. Because not like nuns, even if you would have, let's say, half was gadil and half was anaf, you'd be yotze. It's just, there's an ideal of having one third and two thirds. That's the lechatchila that's brought down in the Hidur Mitzvah. Okay. So let's continue. Fim Haricha Tzitzis from the Ramah. The Bechaber has says 7 and 9. Our custom is 7 and 8. Then the third set is 13, and the last is 13. Right? If you do the Cheshbon, it comes up to 40. Kiminyan Hashem Echad, Sha'olim Shloshi V'Teisha, V'im Hashem Shem Arbaim. So the tzitzis are supposed to remind us of Kadosh Baruch Hu, keep the mitzvos. So there's a gematria, that's our custom. And Hagin Lasos Besof Kol Chut Kesher Kveishiyam B'Shuzah. So we mentioned last time that there is a custom to make a knot at the very bottom. Today we don't usually do that because our tzitzis are pretty good quality; they don't come undone. But if you want to, there are many posting holders mutter, although some are a little reluctant about it. Okay. Yeah.
Some people like to dip it into like.
I mentioned last time. There's some post-game hold that you could put it into like glue or, you know, some argue. David Yosef thinks it's a problem. He says that it's not called shazur. Part one of the halachas of tzitzis has to be shazur. It's not called shazur if it's like stuck together. But it's a, you know, a chumrah. The shayla of Baal Tosif is very strange chash. I mean, you know, like I said, it's not Baal Tosif to make all these five sets. They do five sets. You know, this is what Storais. This is what's Doraisa. Either this or this is what's Doraisa. So we do all this. So why would another knot down here be Baal Tosif? I'm saying it's strange. But there, Mishapur quotes it in this discussion about it. Okay. All four strings at the same time. It's a very strange chumrah. Why can't put one, put another one after? Until you tie it, it's not an asiyah. It's a very strange chumrah. Just one second. You have a question?
You said that it's a problem to tie it off the baggie and then onto it.
Tie it off the baggie?
Just tie the whole thing and then.
And to put it on? Yeah, that would be Ptasa of Amasa, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Because really the tzitzis are kosher after these second double knots. You do double knots, krichos, another set of double knots. You can wear a talus that doesn't have, sometimes like the knots get undone. I've seen, you know, if people don't want to be careful with their tzitzis, they get undone. It's totally kosher, you can wear it, you know, obviously it's better to fix it. But let's say it's Erev Shabbos and you don't have time to make the tzitzis. You can just make tzitzis like this till here and wear it. It's totally kosher. You know, for Noi Mitzvah, we try to do more than that. Um, when you tie the tzitzit, you have to say you're doing a shem mitzvah. The shem tzitzit. It's better to say it with peh, you don't have to think it. Some of them minag not to speak, but really make sure then you can speak also while you're making the tzitzit. Seder. Tezvav. Yesh omish yitzarek l'daktik she yitle hatzitzis l'ore hatalist. Ve'inan she had no tefes al karen. Perish tolu al karen. Ve'im haya v'rochbo lo haya notef. She klape karka haya tolu. So some say, as mentioned before, the tzitzis have to hang off the side. Right? Have to hang off the side. But if it was this way, if it was hanging down, it wouldn't really be a la kanaf. It wouldn't be on the corner. Some say you shouldn't put anything into the hole, any other strings in this hole. Again, we don't do that, but yesh matirin. In terms of the issue of having it hang off the corner, like I said, it's not. We hold the mikra din. It's not necessary. The mechaber brings it down as yesh omrim. It's lechatchila. Right. Some hold it's only when you make the beged, like not when you wear it. Many people aren't so vacuous with this. If you don't tie it tight, usually it falls down. And if you do, so there's this question like on Shabbos, like putting it back up is like tikkun mana. Like if you really think it's like necessary, if we hold make it in, it's not necessary. It's better to do it. Mishabura brings down that you shouldn't have it like on the corner. It shouldn't be like mamash on the corner, because apparently that was like the derech of the kirayim that they would. They would do it like that. I don't know if there are too many keraim anymore who do that, so I'm not sure what the reason, you know, the big chashash is that they're going to be choshed you're a keraim. I don't know. Mishra Berurah quotes that. It's hard for me to understand that. But lemaisa, it's kosher either way, and it seems like there's an inyan, I guess, lechatchila, to have it fall, you know, in a tefes al keren, to fall off the side. Okay, it is din lechatchila. I think it is din lechatchila, but I said, you know, this is our kosher either way. Seder, questions, comments? Okay. Simon Yud Beis deals with tzitzis that tear, if the strings tear. It's a little bit complicated. That's why I have over here on the board some diagrams. Let's try to go echad echad and explain the halachas, okay? So if they tear over here, on the beged, between it's a string's tear between the hole and the edge of the beged, or even between the hole and the bottom, the second set of knots. You have one set of knots, the first set. You have krichos, you have another set of knots. So let's assume this is the kesher elyon, the one after the krichos. So if any one of the strings would tear here or over here, this is what we puzzle legamre. You have to be careful with that. Once in a while, it's because I look at your baguette to make sure it doesn't. I've seen people. This is an amazing thing. You can 24 hours a day, you can do a mitzvah. Minotaur. It's a beautiful thing. You're not even thinking about it. It's also dangerous because if this is our puzzle, you end up doing an avera 24 hours a day or, you know, 15 hours a day, however long you wear tzitzis during the day. So it's an opportunity and it's also a responsibility, like everything in life. So it's kedai once in a while to check the tzitzis, because I've seen people who had ripped tzitzis. All you need is one nail in the wrong place, and then the tzitzis, you don't notice it, and this is our puzzle.
You mean the string itself could have a rip in it, and you wouldn't notice it?
No, you wouldn't notice it because you're not looking at your tzitzis, but if one of the four strings, there are four strings here, right, between the hole and the edge, if one of them caught on a nail and ripped, so you might not pay attention to it. You know,
it wouldn't be loose, if it ripped, it would fall off.
No, there are other things. Right? If one of the four strings rips, it'll still stay on. It's not going to fall off. Wow. Right? Because there are three other strings that are holding it on. Okay. So that's the easy part. There is a halakha, though, that tzitzis, that the strings rip down here, could potentially be kosher. The Gemara says, gardumin. Tzitzis are, you know, worn out, they still are kosher. And the question is, when are they kosher, when are they pasul? That's the question. Since it's always ripping, especially with kids. And the question is, when is the kosher, when is it pasul? So let's read the Mechaber. Im nipsiku kol chutei haknaf, v'nishtayar v'hem kadei anivas, kol hachutin hapsukim yachad, kosher. V'im lo nishar kadei aniva, Heirish Virchasu as a Choshen, Tagman Gun, Afilu Bechut Echad, Shnipsa Kulo Pasu. So what is Machaber telling us? So Machaber says, if Nifsaku Kol Chutei HaKnaf, right, it's all these the things were cut. Vishnayim Kdei Anivas Kol HaChutei. But they were all cut down here. They were cut, you know, a few centimeters from the edge. Let's say again, this is actually a bit of a focus here. I'm sorry, it's a little bit complicated, but it's really not so complicated. It's just, let's get that line. There is a machlokes, we'll see in the Machaber when we say that the Nishtayr Kedei Niva, is that Kedei Niva of the Chutin or Kedei Niva of the Gedil? What has to be Nishtayr? Can it even be kosher if it's cut here? Only if it's cut here. The first thing the Machaber is working with the Aniva, with the Anaf. We're talking about the strings. If it's cut here, it's certainly possible. That's the first day of the Machaber. And therefore, we're going to discuss this first. So the Mechaber tells us, "Im nistar im nifsuku kol chutei aknaf, v'nistar behem kdei anivas kol hachutim hapsukim biach." So all these strings were cut; they were all cut. But there's the shear of kdei aniva. Kdei aniva means aniva is like a slip knot, the amount that you could take and make a slip knot around the chutin. So it's a shear if it's around the chutin that were cut, that's what it sounds like, or around all the chutin. But either way, the post can bring down a shear of 4 centimeters, for according to Chaim Noe. So basically, there's 4 centimeters here from the last knot to the bottom of the tzitzis. The tzitzis are kosher. So if the bottom of the tzitzis falls off, it's not a problem. Let's say these tzitzis are 16 centimeters, like Chaim Noe here. The strings are 16 centimeters from the top. If they are 4 centimeters. Okay? I'm trying to figure out if it's best to use the Shulchan Aruch or best to use... Let's take a step back.
Do they all need to be the same length?
No. Look at this picture over here. You see the 4 different strings? You have 4 different strings. The halacha is you need 4 strings. If you have only 3 strings, this would be possible. So if they were just cut over here, And you have a shear of Kdei Aniva, it's not a problem. This is a totally kosher. But let's say it gets cut over here. Let's say the string, this is the Gedil, right? Let's say this is the bottom of the Gedil. You have over here knots. I didn't illustrate it in the picture. But these are knots and krivos. And here you have strings. Let's say they got cut over here. So cut over here, this string is half gone. Why is the string half gone? Because there's no string on this side. It got cut. But you have this string has a second half to it on the other side. So as long as you have the second half, you're okay. Now, if the string got cut on both sides, then this is already possible. So according to the first day of the Mechaber, if you cut all the strings on one side totally, and the other side you had a shear of Kdei Aniva, the scissors will be kosher. It's very rare that happens, yeah.
How would you know? Let's say somehow 2 strings on different sides got ripped. How did you see?
Oh, so if 2 strings got ripped on different sides, you don't know if it's the same string or not.
Right.
So therefore, you have to be choshesh that it's the same string, and the scissors are possible, according to the first day in the Mechaber. It's only if it got cut all the way close to the knot. If you have 4 centimeters, according to Chaim Noe, and let's say 5 centimeters, according to Chazanish, approximately, that's called Kdei Aniva. And so then, this will be kosher in that case. Okay? So, pardon?
Why is it not a problem
when
the strings are now not 2/3?
So that's only din l'chatchila. If you made the gedil half small, it's still kosher. And since it ain't kosher, This halacha is only that you made them properly in the first place. If you didn't make the tzitzis properly in the first place, then it would be possible. So they were already kosher tzitzis. So again, according to the first thing in the halacha, even if all the tzitzis are cut a little bit, it's not a problem. If all the tzitzis one side are cut totally, it's still not a problem because you still have the tzitzis on the other side. If it was cut on both sides, so then you have to be totally, you know, Mashiach Kedei Aniva on either side, so then the tzitzis are pasul. So that's the first end of the chab. So let me read inside again. Im nifsuku kol chotei knaf nishai v'hem kedei anivas kol achotim apsukim v'yachad kasher. So if you cut all the strings, but they have, let's say, 4 centimeters, 5 centimeters left, it's still kosher. The imlodish tayak de'aniv, if they got, you know, really they were cut higher up, you don't even have 4 centimeters between the bottom of the strings and the last knot. So then, afilu b'chut echad, shenivsa kulo, pasul. So if it's chut echad, shenivsa kulo, means on both sides. Chut echad, shenivsa kulo, means the black, this black string, it's not really black, in the picture it's black, it was cut on both sides, then it's possible. Okay? Hilchah kevin shekol echad kafu l'shnayim im nivzigu shnei arashim psulim. If both halves of that same string were cut, it's possible. Shem nivzachut echad. So, I don't know why it's all white. I don't have blue, green, you know, and black. You know, so if I have two strings cut, one on this side and the other on this side of the knots, so I have to be choshish to the same string and the tzitzis are possible. Our practice as the mechaber is to keep the tzitzis separate. So then, even after we tie them, we know that these four are separate from these four, and they're both. And so you know that this right black string is the second half isn't on this side; it's on the other side. And this red string, the second half isn't on this side; it's on this side. Right. So the meila, but in. So if two strings are cut on one side, this is our kasher. Why the kasher? Because you know they're often the same string. Right? It was the red and the blue. Right? It was the green and the black. It wasn't two reds or two blues. The other half still exists. The other half is still there. Rabbeinu Tam lo makshirin ela b'shtayu shtei chutin shleim. Rabbeinu Tam is a different shita. Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that you need two full strings. But don't forget, Rabbeinu Tam holds that you have two tcheles and two lavan. So he holds you always need two full strings of lavan. Full strings of lavan. So going to Rabbeinu Tam, what emerges? Even if two strings they cut on one side, it's still possible. It's possible. Why is it possible? Again, Rabbeinu Tam lo makshin ela b'shishay v'shtei chutin shleimin. Tahaynu arba rashin shkol echad mi arashin oreki beitz godalin. Oz makshin shenivzuku shtei chutin acherin nishay b'hem kedei aniva. But nivzuku shlosh chutin, sorry, I misspoke. If three, we hold that all four get cut on one side, it's still kosher. Because you still have, you know, the other side. And since we're mapping to keep them separate, two sides separate, so even if all four get cut over here, This is the last kasher, and they got cut, it's still kasher, according to the read, the first day of the Chaber. That's Mikuritin. Rabbeinu Tam says, if three tzitzis get cut, it's possible. Because you always need two full strings, and now you only have one red full string, the green, the blue, and the black were already cut, they only have a half a string, right? Half a string on this side, not on this side. Okay?
Say Rabbeinu Tam one more time, sorry.
Rabbeinu Tam holds you need two full strings of lava.
Yeah.
So if you cut three strings on one side, it's possible.
Even though we have on the other side there.
Because it's not a full string. You only have one full string. In this case, I cut the black, the blue, and the green. It's true, I have a red, but red is not enough. You need two full strings. So that's a big time sheet. So basically, we go to like the reef. You cut all on one side, it's fine as long as on the other side you have Kedei Aniva. And according to the time, if you cut three strings on one side, it's already a problem. Because if you cut three strings at one time, you don't have two full strings anymore. again, if there's clean neva, it's fine. If there are 4 centimeters left at the bottom, it's fine. I know it's a little complicated. You go over it, it'll be more clear. Maseder. Yeah.
So the way that I tie.
Right. I'm not sure what to do. If we wear tcheles.
If you have one on each side, then you're done. No, sorry. Then it's okay. For everyone else, if you have one on each side, then that's a problem because it could be the same one, right?
For Rabbeinu Tam, if you have one on each side, it could be done. Right. I know. For the re.
Why not? You might have only three strings. You've lost both ends of the same string.
Right. According to the re, if you do one on each side totally, it's stitches are puzzle.
Right. Yeah. But for this, we
follow Rav Schachter's tcheles. So
we definitely know that you haven't had a full string loss, right? Because you have half of
ready. Right, right.
Okay, but two from the same side is ready.
I'm not sure though. I'm not sure because the rave town holds you need two. I don't know how this would play if you're wearing tails. I was just thinking about it before. Meaning, if you do one on each side, to which ones? If you do one lavan.
If you lose one lavan and one
tchelas. All your tchelas is on one side, all your lavans on the other side, right?
You're saying that if you lost one lavan, you still wouldn't have two full lavans.
That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't have two full lavans. So maybe
the only thing you could lose is one tchelas.
Maybe the only thing you lose is one tchelas. Maybe. I have to ask for Shakhtar. I'm not sure. It's a good question. But if you have three chutim and half al pishni shayvi hem kdei niva, psulin. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you were nifzak three totally on one side, even if the other side is kdei niva, it's still possible.
So if you're not careful when you make a tzitzis to keep it like you have it in the picture with every chut, you know, lining up one on each side, so then even three on one side will be a problem because it might be all for one chut, right? Two for one chut. So half of the efter is better to be makar for Rabbeinu Tam. This happened to me once in my weekday talis. The tzitzis were puzzle according to Rabbeinu Tam and kosher according to the ri. I had three tzitzis ripped. So according to the ri, it's still kosher. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's puzzle. And the Mechaber says it's better to be makar. So what did I do? I wore my Shabbos talis until I had a chance to fix it.
So he finishes off saying that we should be
machmer
for a
minute. The Ramaz is no hagin. We hold that you can still say a bracha on the tzitzis, but it's better to be machmer. If you can call him Arba Rashi, you should be tzad echad, and then you should be tzad echad, and then you should be tzad echad, v'im nifziku b'shnei tzadim nami pasul shema shlosh echutin heim. Okay. Fine. Let me just go over. The Chai Adam says you shouldn't say bracha if it's only kasher going to the Ri, but the Mishapura says it's kasher. Again, the Rabbi recommends going like Rabbeinu Tam, so it's a question of how far do we push this Rabbeinu Tam? Is it like just a chumrah, or is it like if you try to choshish for it, not say a bracha? Mishruba says if you're going to be mafsi tefillah b'tzibur, you should be somech on the ri. You shouldn't like miss davening for this chumrah. You could say bracha. In general, just as the Chagav point, there is a question if you're waiting for your talis, and they're davening. Is it better to wait for the talis, daven yechidus, or is it better to daven without a talis? So since we're a talis katan, the Rambam writes it's a gnai gadol to daven without tzitzis. That's what Rambam writes. And look at tzitzis. So it seems we wear tzitzis in a talis katan, so l'chor you can daven without a talis. But if you're not wearing talis katan, then it's not even. It could be still chutz pil tzibur. Shaila. Anyway, there are a lot of details here, but I think the principle is pretty clear that if the tzitzis get caught and you still have 4 centimeters from the bottom kesher to the bottom of the strings, even if all tzitzis get caught, it's kosher. The shaila in the Rishonim between the Ri and the Rei Tam is if you need 2 full strings. No, it's not kosher with kuliyam. It's kosher according to the first day. Kosher according to the first day. According to the Rei Tam, you need 2 full strings. So according to the Rei Tam, if you have 2 strings cut on one side, it's kosher. If you have 3 strings cut on one side, it's already puzzle. It's puzzle because you don't have two full strings of lavan. Full strings mean good days, good dealing. Sometimes people wear tzitzis for a long time, the bottom phrase, we discussed this last time. So the shayla, that probably doesn't count. That part that the shizira undone doesn't count. So if you're choshish for a Rei Tam, you need to make sure that you don't have 3 of those on one side. Because on one side, your base golden, unless your tzitzis are very long. Usually, but if you had just 2, or 1 on each side, then it's not a problem. If there's 2 on one side and 1 on the other side, then you already have a problem because maybe they're all different strings, and it would be an issue. Okay. The Shmur and Sif Kavdan Zayin discusses the issue of Tavayin Agil HaMaisa. Let's say the tzitzis rips before you put it on the begad. Can you just take 2 tzitzis, tie them together? So the Mishabur says that it's fine. It's Chalkas, he assumes it's fine. But if you have a tzitzis that are puzzle, because you know you don't have the shear, you can't just add on and tie. That's, if before you put them on, you tied them, that's fine. Or even after you put them on, if they ripped and still kosher, let's say 1 ripped. So you can tie another string onto it with a kasher, and then it's now elongated. But if the tzitzis became puzzle, you're not allowed to just tie on extra tzitzis to the bottom. It doesn't help if it be puzzle with the tasa for law mina asui. Okay, let's try to finish, if we can, the simon. Beis, heka the tzarech kdei aniva mitoch shachutin avim eno yachol la'anvam ilu hayudakim haya behem kdei aniva kosher. So that's a very strange halacha. We said before that the shear halacha is 4 centimeters, 5 centimeters, 4.8, whatever. The way it's described is that you actually try to wrap the string around and to see if it, you're able to wrap it around and make a slip knot. So he says, well, if you're very thick strings, you might need more strings, so you can mishar in the shear of Shikhutim Benonim. Again, we usually just follow the shear 4 or 5 centimeters, that's how we assume Mahalach.
That's why I asked last week, if it made a difference, thick or thin.
Right.
I feel like here it didn't say anything about like hither or something. I just feel like...
Right. It's not a hither, it's just a question of this issue, and the mice we assume you follow the Benonim. Okay. Kdei Aniva, the Rashi mina Anaf, so the whole time today I've assumed that the Kdei Aniva, the 4 centimeters, have to be from the strings after the last knot. There's knots, and there's strings. You need 4 centimeters of strings. So that's only the Shita of Rashi. For the Ri, afilu nechtach kol anav, for the Nishar Kdei Aniva, ela minagdil kasher. According to the Ri, if you have a kasher elyon, let's say kasher and another kasher. Now you can start counting the 4 centimeters from here. And it got cut over here, still kosher. That's the shita of one of my kids has this like this. All the strings were ripped, and all you have is a gedil. Now, if you have a shiur kdei aniva, the gedil, according to the Ri, the tzitzis are still kosher. kids and tzitzis, it's like, you know, it's a pella. It's like not a mesh because like the kids are always ripping their tzitzis, and you don't want to have the chanuch them to have fossil tzitzis. So you want them to. But the question is, how hard do you have to be? You know, it's chinuch, so could be more mekel. Anyway, the reholds a filu nechtach kol anaf lanisha kedei aniva elamineg deal kasha. So the minhag ha'ol assume you need a kli aniva of the chutin, 4 centimeters, 5 centimeters of the chutin. And again, according to the Rebbe Tam, you need 2 full strings. So if you would cut all your tzitzis and only leave 4 centimeters at the bottom, it wouldn't be kasher according to the Rebbe Tam, but it would be kasher according to the Re. We hold bikur din like that. Again, it's something you're doing all the time, so it probably makes sense. Every so often, you switch your tzitzis. Why be so much on, you know, the Re if you can be kosher for any time? How much your tzitzis cost? I think it's a good, you know, chumra, if you will, to have. Rama says it's better to be kosher for any time. But in terms of this last issue, where is the Kli Aniva? Is it in the chutin and the gedil? According to Rashi, it's in the chutin. That's the ikar halacha. But when you're stuck, it seems like you can even be so much on the gedil, and the Kli Aniva there also works. In that case, if you're going to wear tzitzis, only as kli even the gedil, you shouldn't say a bracha because you shouldn't go to either Shabbat or Shabbos because if you're planning on using chutin later, because it's a safek. Okay.